The Mix Blitz 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. What's up? I'm Fat Fabes. So, Dr. Siva, what can I do to prevent kidney stones?
There are various types of kidney stones. So, there is actually no foolproof manner of trying to prevent kidney stones from forming, or indeed, for that matter, recurring in those who have actually had kidney stones in the past. So, the advice that we normally give to patients generally tend to be more or less a general advice. For example, staying well hydrated, especially if you live in a very warm climate where it's hot, making sure you pass urine regularly and not sort of hold on to urine for too long. In addition to that, we also advise patients to generally watch their diet. So what we're looking for is basically having a balanced diet where you are not having foods which are rich in salt, especially sodium, because we know sodium can predispose patients to having a stone formation. In addition to that, foods that contain high oxalates, for example, chocolate and even things like spices, peppery spices. These are all things that can actually contribute to stone formation.
You know, Dr. Siva, this topic is just so interesting. I've got so many more questions for you. But first, let's get into the music. Now, Dr. Siva, what are the treatments available for kidney stones?
Okay, treatment options for patients with kidney stones pretty much depends on whether they have symptoms arising from the stones or they are asymptomatic with the stones. In patients who don't have any symptoms, they can be monitored, especially if they are small kidney stones. They can be just observed because sometimes these stones will pass spontaneously out through the urine. But for patients who have got symptoms either arising from infection or directly from the stones obstructing the urinary tract, then there are various treatment options that are available depending on the size and location of the stone. So this plays a crucial fact in deciding what is the best treatment modality. So we can give medical treatment, and in those who have got small stones, this is often sufficient. But in those individuals who have larger stones, it's obstructing or causing complications such as infection, then we have more invasive treatments that are on offer. And these invasive treatments can be either in the form of surgery, where we would actually physically remove the stones from the urinary tract, or we can even use external energy sources such as a shockwave treatment, which is a high-frequency sound wave, to basically disintegrate the stones.
Okay, one more question, Dr. Siva. Are there any long-term consequences of having a kidney stone?
Yeah. Again, depending on the size and location of the stones, one of the things that we worry about most in terms of long-term complications is the fact that patients who have got obstructing stones or stones that have contributed to recurrent infections in the urinary tract system can eventually lead to the patient having chronic renal failure. And this could eventually, if unchecked, lead to the patient requiring dialysis treatment.
Thank you, Dr. Siva Prakasam. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on The Mix Blitz.